Today's daf is Shviyas daf Lamed Beis. And before we start Lamed Beis, we're going to go back in time because I skipped two lines on Shviyas daf Lamed Aleph when I read the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off, has two of the similar phrases, so I, by mistake, skipped the last three lines of the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph. So let's go back to that first, and then we will continue with Lamed Beis, today's daf. So yesterday we had the discussion of, we started to discuss the concept of Kedushas Peir Shvius, not just that the Avodas HaKarka, but we know Shemitah fruit has Kedusha, and therefore we have to treat it in certain special ways. We can't waste it, we can't use it in ways that's not considered covered, we can't use it in unusual ways, we're allowed to consume it in ways that we're normally allowed to consume it, but it has Kedusha. So we mentioned that one of the halachas that reflect this Kedusha is that I'm not allowed to pick it or harvest it before it's ripe, because then it didn't, I didn't allow it to get to its full bloom and full hana'ah, and therefore I have to wait. So that's what the Mishnah said. When am I allowed to eat Peir Shvius? So it said figs this size, right? Misha Hizrichu, when it gets a little red, then you could eat it with a little, eat it in the field, and once it gets furtherly ripe, so then you could bring it into your house. And the same shear by Maisras. So now the Mishnah says right in the middle of Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, Haboser, what about grapes? Grapes, Misha Hevi Mayim, one's grapes get a little juice in it. So then, Ochel Pita Basada, that's like the first shear, the first measure, and you could have it in the field with your bread. Hivish, once it gets a little, you know, further ripe. Konis, the Tokbeso, then you can bring it into the house. Just like olives have the two stages, so too the grapes have the two stages. And then we have an Argirsa. And again, the Rambam has the flipped Girsa again here too. V'chein Kayotzebo, similarly, this second shear is Bishar Shnei Shavua Chayavim B'maisris. Right, during the other years of Shemitah, as we'll talk about at length, Be'ez Hashem in Mesechas Maisris, there's only Chayavim B'maisris once a certain level of growth is reached. Before that, there's no chiyuv of trumas and maisers yet, so that's the same shear as when I bring the Shemitah fruit into the house and I can enjoy them in the normal way. So that is the same two stages of olives, so too we have the stages of grapes. Okay, so now we get to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where we are up to, five lines up from the bottom. So we just related a little bit to a Mishneh Meseches Uksin, which talks about when is a certain figs called figs regarding for Tumas Ochlin. When does it have the status of an Ochel in order that it can become Tami Tumas Ochlin and it could have become Mukhshar Lakabal Tumah? So we discussed the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri over there in Uksin, and we related it to our Mishnah here in Shvias. Rabbi Yochanan said, the last line we just learned, Rabbi Yochanan said that everybody agrees by Shemitah. Everybody agrees by Shemitah, fascinatingly, that even though Rabbi Akiva might hold an earlier shear in other years, but in the Shemitah year, he would agree that because it's only has chashivos at a later stage for Shemitah, so too we would say the same thing for Tumas Ochlin in that year. And I gave the mashal kind of like an opposite achshaveh. Achshaveh means I take something small that's not usually chashiv and I give it chashivos. Here there's something that's usually chashiv in other years and I make it unchashiv, right, in this year to delay it. Okay, so now we continue with that Mishnah in Uksin. The Gemara here quotes the continuation of that Mishnah in Uksin. Hakor. Kor is what we would call maybe hearts of palm. Some type of the inside of the palm that it's soft at a certain stage, and then it hardens over time. So is that called fruit? Is that called, or at least something that's edible? Eventually it won't be edible. But right now it is. So Akor, Ke'etz the Chaldavar, says the Mishnah there in Uksin, it's Ke'etz. No, it's called Eitz, and as we will see, wood does not have Kedusha Shvius. Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. There could be an Isra of Avodas HaKarka by wood, while working on my trees, that we've spoken a lot about that. But in terms of Kedusha Shvius, so it does not have status. Ela Shehu Nilka B'Kesav Meiser, even though it doesn't have status for Shemitah, but I'm still allowed to buy it, you know, in its soft stage, when it is edible, with Meiser money. We know the Gemara in Erevin tells us, and the Rabbah Paskins, that for something, when I buy with my Meiser money, I know Meiser Sheni, I have Meiser Sheni in my field outside of Yerushalayim, it's too much to schlep up, so I'm allowed to be Mechalal, to change the Kedusha from the fruit of Meiser Sheni onto money, bring that money up to Yerushalayim, and then buy other items with that money. That's a Din D'Oraisa. Chila and Pidyon is a din daraisa. The Rambam talks a lot of Maaser Sheni is about that. Right, that's what the Rambam says in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Maaser Sheni. Harotza liftos peros Maaser Sheni poda osan b'demehen. Right, you allow to pipoda switch the kedusha. The Omer Hari Hamos Ha'elu Tachas Haberos Elu. This money is in substitute. Perek Dalid Alcha Aleph. This money is has a kedusha instead of the fruit. Oh Hari Haperos Ha'elu Mucholas Hamos Ha'elu. V'imlo pireisha lahifresh mos bilvad kineged haperos dayo. Even if you just like put it next to each other. Well, we know what you want to do. V'notzarach lafarish. V'yotzah peiros lachul, and the peiros become desanctified. V'ya'alu hamos liyushalayim v'yotziim sham. And you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and you spend it there. Shenemar ki yirbe mimcha derech ki lo suchal seiso. That, by the way, is a mitzvah. Right? The halach is hapoda ma'aser sheni t'mevarech al pidyon ma'aser sheni. You make a bracha on the pidyon. V'imchilan al peiros acheros v'shchilan mos al peiros mevarech al chilul ma'aser sheni. And then it talks about whether if it's demai, you do not have to make a bracha, but that is the halacha of pidyon. So what do you have to buy? So the Gemara says in Erevin, it has to be something that pre v'gedule karka. There are a couple of requirements, but a lav dafka has to be food that's called food for all other halachas. So here's an example of that. It's called wood for kedushas shvius, but it is called, it's enough, edible and or usage, I should say, that one is allowed to be poded on these items on the cords. That's the Rambam talks about this more. Okay, we're not going to go into it now. The Rambam in Perek Zayin talks about more about here. Ein nilkach bekesef meiser. Got it. Zayin Gimel. Ein nilkach bekesef meiser el ma'achal adam shegidula min haaretz o gidulo gidula min haaretz. Something that is food in the more general sense, but it grows from the ground, and it comes from something that grows from the ground. O gidul gidul meres, could go on a parrot, a mafurish batur, a bakar, a tzon, a yayin, a sheikh, a lafichach. Therefore, you can't buy water or salt, you can't buy mushrooms which don't grow from the ground. Full of pears, bechobar, and lakarka, you can't buy fruit that's still attached to the ground. Full of pears, shenim, yecholim, like yilu yushalayim, or you can't buy fruit that cannot make it to Yerushalayim. And the Rambam goes through many different other items, including certain types of branches that could be used in certain, or herbs that could be used in certain ways. Okay, but anyway, let's get back to our discussion. So kar is ke'etz for Shemitah, but you can use it for Ma'aser Sheni. The kuponios, according to our gersa, which is sometimes immature dates, la'ochlan, so these immature dates, they are like considered food, but v'niftaros min ha'maisras, but they are not chayiv in Ma'aseris. Because that's another discussion about what is mechuyev in maaseris. They are not completely developed dates, as the Marafolda quotes the Mishnah in Oksin, ein ze gemar pri, as we said, the chiyev of maaseris only goes when something is a certain level ripe. And because these aren't a certain level ripe, they're very early unripe, so they are considered food, but they are putter from maaseris. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, bebeis medrusha, hakar in kedusha shvius chal olav. Kor does not have kedusha shvius, right? And that's what the Mishnah meant, right? Ke'etz l'chal davar, right? It only has kedusha shvius if something is ra'ui, as we'll have later on. So somebody's ra'ui for usage for Shemitah. It could be eaten, it could be drunk, it could be used as a dye. I think the Mishnah says later on here in Shvius, it has to have one of those usages. We'll see the Mishnah a little bit later. But wood, kor, in the view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, doesn't have kedusha. It's not used for human consumption or animal consumption or dying. It's just wood. Wood doesn't have kedusha. As we'll see the, let's see it now. The Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, why doesn't wood have kedusha Shvius? Mishnah, the Gemara, Mem Amad Aleph in Sukkah. Eitzim ein bahem mishum kedusha shvius. Wood does not have kedusha shvius. Right, wood. That's the brisa quoted in Sukkah, Daf Mem Amar Aleph in the Bavli. Liktan la eitzim ein bahem kedusha shvius. Why? Why? Based on the drasha daraisa. La achla lachem la achla. Right, to you for eating. Lachem dumya de la achla. Any usage that you have that is similar to eating has kedusha shvius. What does that mean? When I eat something, as the food gets destroyed, I am benefiting. As I eat an apple, the apple is being destroyed. That's the measure. When something is destroyed as I enjoy it, so that's what has Kedusha Shvius. And that's food, and that's drink. Mi shahanaso ubiuro shaveh, yatsu eitzim shahanasan achar biuran. Wood, I destroy it, it becomes embers, and then it gives off heat, and then I get hana from it. Right? It's after it is destroyed. It's not as it is destroyed. It's only once it's burned, so then it gives off heat. So that is a different category, and that's why wood is excluded, says the Gemara. Because wood is not hanasan b'shas biuran, it's hanasan la'achar biuran, and therefore it is a different category, and it does not have kedusha. Says the Gemara, there's a certain type of wood that has that. Va'itza eitzim demashchan, shahanasan ubiuran shaveh. Certain type of wood that does have the hanah at the same time. Amarava stam eitzim lahasakehinomdim. Right? No, stam wood is for firewood, and you get the hanah afterwards. Which sounds like, and therefore, even if there's some wood that this applies to, still, that's bat ladaito, kind of. Maybe you can read this Gemara as, you're right, that's wood, but we're talking about regular wood. What it might mean that it's all wood. Let's read Rashi there for a second. Rashi Sukkot Abem Klomar. Shanaso biuro mispire mina olam boim keechad. The hana and the destruction of the item are one. Kigon, sicha, vishtia, vadlakas aner, smearing. Smearing shmita oil, where normally that's what I do, or drinking, or lighting a candle. Excluding wood, once they become coals, then I use them to bake, and therefore it does not have kedusha. So the Gemara says, back to our Gemara. Reb Yosi mefaktan al shoale. Reb Yosi told the people that asked him about this. Our gersa is mefaktan. Mara Fulda has a gersa of ikpid. Right. Either way, it means that he was machmir. No. These items should have kedusha. You should kedusha with kedusha. Va'amrin lon malachon meimarchin. Who said not? Who said it doesn't have kedusha? Va'avi amrin. They told him. Who amrin lon? He, meaning Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. He told us, as we just had, ein kedusha shvius chal alav. Amr Reb Yosef masisa pligar. Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. I think our Mishnah argues. I think the following brisa argues on Reb Yehuda ben Pazi. Umesai alon. It supports the other sheet. It supports me that you do have to treat it with kedusha. Did Tani, because the Brisa says, the Tosefta, Hapagin Shal Shviyas, early, right, as we said, early unripe figs of Shemitah, Ein Shulkin Osan. You can't cook them. Cook them, as we will see. Kedusha Shviyas fruit has to, or any other item, has to be used in the way that it's normally used, and the best way that it's used. So these Pagan are usually eaten non-cooked, so you can't cook them. Ein shulkin osan, ubim misuyafos, end of harvest figs, misuyafos, mutter, that you can cook, mibreshi malachton, because that is the normal way of consuming them. Kor v'kafnios, as this is the brisa that's going to support, we just say kor v'kafnios, so we're going to change the gears to marafoldas gilsa, asur meaning it has kedusha shvius, that's the end of the brisa. So now, Reb Yosef continues talking based on this brisa. V'chein anu omrim. Look at the girsa of the Mara Fulda in the last few skinny lines. V'kach anu omrim. Karva kafnios harin ke'etz. V'etz asur l'shalko. You're telling me that it's like wood and it doesn't have kedusha. So why would the brisa say it's asur? Why would the brisa say it's asur? So it must be Ella. It must be back to the Gemara, beginning to kedusha shvius. It has some type of kedusha shvius. Chala alav. Lefam kein tzorach meimer aser. That's why it says aser. So again, so why would it be aser if it doesn't fit into that category of getting hana'a during the time that Epshas hana'a biuro. So that is a discussion that the Achronim try to figure out. Maybe it's not a hard-clad rule. There are a few exceptions to the rule. Maybe to mention two points. Number one, the Torah Zeroim. Parmanshik in his sefer here, in the eighth parak, that's where the Mishnah in the eighth parak says that what are you allowed to use Shemitah produce for? Achila, eating; shtia, drinking; sicha, smearing. So the question is, hi sicha, asked the Rush, sicha is sicha an enjoyment? by smearing it, or is it just a usage, but it's not really enjoying it? By Yom Kippur, we say, we don't say sicha kishtia ela besicha de tainug. Avo mi sheish lo chatatin barosho sok kadakato vena choshesh. What if you're smearing because you have some injuries, some wounds? Is that called tainug? Is that allowed for shmita purposes? So the Torah Zohar is the following lamdas. The fact that shvius, you are allowed to use the oil to smear on you, as we just saw, the Mishnah says that. Eino mitam desicha kishtia. It's not because, like in other contexts of halacha, smearing is considered like drinking, like that type of consumption, right? It's just going through the skin instead of going through your mouth. Sicha kishtia. It's not because of that by shmita. Ela mishum desicha logar mitzvia vadlaka. Vishar tzarchi adam. No, but the point is that Shemitah, you're allowed to use it for your, doesn't have to be enjoyment. It has to be used for consumption. For normal consumption, you're allowed to use Shemitah produce, even if it has Kedusha. It doesn't have to be eaten or drinking or, that's not a word. It doesn't have to be consumed through the mouth. That's not what's right. You're allowed to use it for dye. We will see that certain types of Shemitah plants that are used to dye clothing, you're allowed to use it for that. That's called the normal usage. Or for oil to light with. Umishar tzarchi adam shanasana b'yiran shaved marbinan that we milachem. V'chein mucha milashan Rambam. And he says, it's a meduik in the Rambam. In Hilchus Trumos, the Rambam says, you're allowed to use truma for achila v'shtia ulesicha shasicha hi kishtia. That's the Rambam in Hilchus Trumos. Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni nita lachila v'shtia v'sicha kishtia. By Truma and Maaser Sheni, the Rambam says, you can use it for Sicha because Sicha is Kishtia. Shvius, the Rambam says, Peir Shvius nidnu la'achila u'l'shtia u'l'sicha u'l'havakas aner. He doesn't say, because Sicha is Kishtia. You don't need that by Shemitah. By Shemitah, you're allowed to consume Gam Sicha she'eino shol tainug muteris. Even if it's not for enjoyment, by Yom Kippur maybe is for an enjoyment issue, is the one that's usher, but if it's not for enjoyment, that's mutter. But by Shemitah, you don't have that chilek. You don't have that chilek. Okay, the Tanya, like it says, he quotes other sources. But that's in terms of the usage that Shemitah is allowed to have. But here we have a discussion, the Maskana here, that seems to say that there is some type of wood that is usher. So let me ask you, what about flowers? What about flowers? Big discussion. Do you have to be worried about Kedusha Shvius by flowers? You buy flowers in Erev Shabbos during Shemitah. Do they have to have a hechsher? Do you have to know where it came from? Do you have to know, you have to treat it properly? You have to let it rot? Or you can just throw it out? So that is a major machlokes haposkem. The Mishnah, if you turn for a moment, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, Amid Aleph says that Vered are roses. Vered vakofer vaktaf valotis yesh lahem shvius v'ledemeim shvius. Sounds befeirish, right? There's a Mishnah that says certain types of flowers have kedusha shvius. You can't eat it, right? You can't. So what is it? You could smell it. So that's also a usage. So does that reflect kedusha? So if you look in the poskim, the Chazon Ish assumes that Mishnah. You know why? Because it has smell and it has taste. Right, there's a way to crush it up, but to use it as spices, all of those items in the Mishnah. So the Chazon Ish says, if a flower has smell and taste that you could use it and crush it, use it as herbs, that's when it has Kedusha. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, says there are really three categories of flowers. Three categories of flowers. This is very halacha l'maisa. This is in Chelek Beis, in the Shevet HaLevi, Simon Reish Beis. B'yisodim yesh kedusha shvius b'isvei bosem uprachim. Yesh gimel gedarim bazeh. Vradim v'chayotze bazeh. So the vradim that are listed in that Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, shem asuim gam l'macha v'gam l'reach, like the Chazon Ish says, that's category one. That for sure is kedusha shvius. If it's a type of flower that is edible, if you crush it up and you can put it into certain spices, into certain types of food, and it has a smell, that is kedusha shvius. Isve bosem she'ein lahem tashmish acher mireach shalahem. Category two, it only has a smell. We never use it for eating. It only has a smell, says the Shevet HaLevi, I'm not sure, yesh lahachmir. Treat it with Kedusha. Which just means you have to let it, leave it till it rots, then you can throw it out. And number three, pirchei srak ha'asuyim lenoi ba'alma b'li reach. They don't smell, they're just there for you to look at. Don't smell, they don't eat it, that does not have Kedusha. Those are the three categories of the Shevet HaLevi. He says, Isfe prachim beli reach, maskanat yishami deinol em kudusha shvias. Isfe reach ba'ayada lo ifshita, ulalacha yir lahachmir, besafik, to lo nifshat b'shas, because we didn't get an answer. Hagam yishlomer denogea b'mismanenu rak l'shvias d'rabanan, even though it's only d'rabanan today, still, I would be machmir lechanchila in that for that way. If Shlomo Zalman, I'm saying the Tzitz Eliezer does not assume you have to be machmir in that middle category. The Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva in Chelik Vav assumes no, only the top one, only the top category. If Shlomo Zalman has a heter quoted in a number of svarim that if he says this for even category one, I'm not sure, but maybe he's quoted by other svarim. If the Iker reason that you're using the flowers, that these flowers are always used, are for the appearance, nobody eats this, and maybe nobody even smells this, really. Maybe it gives up, but the Iker usage is just to make them look nice and to put them on your Shabbos table. So then there's a tzad to say that it does not have Kedusha, because it's not meant to be consumed at all. Again, I didn't see that inside. I have to find it and see the exact lushan of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Those are the different categories of flowers. But again, if flowers, you never use it for food, and they might have some kind of smell, yesh makom, there is yesh mi'amal lismoch, just to throw it out right after Shabbos. But most of the time, we keep the flowers anyway until they get a little gross, and then we throw them out. So that would be machmer like the Shevet HaLevi anyway. Okay, but that's in terms of relating to the fact that wood doesn't have Kedusha, but there is sometimes that it might have, like this car, Rabbi Yosef felt that it does have some type of Kedusha. Again, might have some type of Kedusha. We're talking about car because it's originally soft and then it becomes hard. So this why this one, this is different, right? This is like the hearts of palm, right? The hearts of palm lemaisa in terms of bracha, we've spoken about that maybe way back in Maseches Brachas. I think we spoke about that in the sixth parak. What bracha do you make on a hearts of palm lemaisa? So it's a big discussion in the postgame. It's the heart of the palm tree. It's inside. So do you make a borei pre ha'etz? Is it, it's not the fruit of the tree, it is the tree. It's just right now it's soft. Eventually, right, maybe you shouldn't. Other poskim say, for a number of reasons, you should make a hadama. Make a hadama. Number one, if you have a, if you're not sure what to do, hadama or eighth, then you always make a hadama. That's always the easy one. Number two, what's one of the definitions of the difference between hadama and eighth? Whether the tree dies every year. Right? If you have to replant it, and the thing dies, like the, there's no potato patch. The potato patch is all nothing in the winter, and the peppers are all nothing in the winter. That's Adama. The apple tree is alive in the winter, and it just regrows every year. So that's why that's a Ha'etz. A banana tree is totally dried out and during the winter, and therefore it's as if it's not there, it's as if it's dead, and therefore you make a Hadama. So the way that you get the hearts of palm, you have to kill the tree. You have to kill the tree in order to get to the hearts of palm, so it doesn't last from year to year. Well, because of actively you're killing it, so that's another reason maybe to say, then the Zos HaBracha, one of the three reasons the Zos HaBracha quotes, to make Adama on the hearts of the palm, again, because it's not a pre ha'etz, that's the third one. Pre ha'etz, it's a pre ha'adama, right? Anyway, a couple of days, but that's, you know, when in Besafik, we would make a ha'adama. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara HaBoser before the Mishnah. HaBoser Mishavi Mayim. So the grapes, the Mishnah, remember, the part that we skipped yesterday, and we said today, the one, what's the earliest stage of the grapes? When it gets a little liquid in it, that's the first stage, and you could have it in the, you could enjoy it in your field, and with some bread and hivish, so then you can bring it into your house. Says the Gemara, Gabi Boser, Ma'istacha Amar. Who eats grapes so early? With it, maybe you want to say that the other pears, the figs in the Mishnah, you could eat some of that, that inside on bread, but you're going to eat some liquidy grapes with your bread? Why is chamar? So I'm Rabbi Avonia, Shkin Derech Hakios, Ochlos Oso. The Kios. What are the Kios? Those who like very tart fruit. It's very tart and sour right at the beginning. Some people like it. Some people like it. And therefore, it's already considered a halachic stage where you would be able to eat it during Shemitah. It's not called a bizayin of the Kedusha. It's edible for some people. Period. So that last Mishnah was about grapes and about figs. So now we talk about olives. Zaysim, says the next Mishnah, Zaysim, Sheikh Niso, Revias Lasa'ah. Olives, when it gets to the stage that you can produce a revius of oil from a sa'ah. So when it reaches that level, potseya, then you can crush them, ba'ochabasada, then you can crush them and have enjoy some of them in the field. Again, early stage. Hechniso chatzilog, But when it can produce more, it can not just a quarter of a lug, but it can produce a half a lug from a sa'ab, then that's good enough to bring it inside. Kodesh v'sach basada. You could crush, I'm sorry, that's the next stage, not fully. Kodesh, you could crush it up well. V'sach basada, you could use it to smear it on you in the field. Hechnisu shlish, but once it gets the level of shlish, what's a shlish? We just went from a quarter to a half, and now a shlish. So I'll have to see what the Gemara says, what a shlish means. But it obviously means something more. We'll see in the Gemara it means a whole lug. Then, kotesh basada, then you could crush it in the field. The kones latof basement, you could bring it into the house. Right? The Tosafot Yadav says it's lav dafka, that kotesh basada. You can do whatever you want with it. It just means that it is ready for consumption. And so too, this is the shear for Chiyav Maisrus in other years of Shemitah. And again, if you remember, the Rambam had a different girsa. He had V'chein Kayotze Bahen, period. Right? Any other fruit would be like that during Shemitah, if it has these properties. And then he has a separate halacha of Sharshtei Shavua, Chayavin B'Maisrus. Good. V'shar Kalperasa Ilan, and all other fruit, these three, grapes and figs and olives have these two shiurim, but all other fruit only have one shiur. V'shar kal ha'peiros ha'ilan, and according to the Rambam, that would mean that don't have these exact properties. Konasan l'maisrus kachonasan l'shvius. Just like their shiur for maisrus, so too it'll be the shiur for shvius. Look at the Pnei Moshe on the bottom. The dafka te'enim v'anavim v'zeisim, only by figs and grapes and olives. These items, it's normal people sometimes eat them before they get fully ripe. So that's why it's mutter to eat them during the field. That's why before the regular chi of onas ha-maisrus, so you have this heter to eat them earlier. And that's not called a bizayon to the kedusha of the fruit. Avalo b'shar peiros, but by all other fruit not. Right? You only, all the other fruit, you have to wait. You have to wait longer until it's considered ripe for other years of the of Shemitah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Zaysim, what did the Mishnah say? Shech Nisu Revius L'Sa'ah. Zaysim, when it produces a quarter of a lug, and then a half a lug, and then it says, and then a shlish a lug. So, Ma'u Shlish, what does shlish mean? We're going up. We're going a quarter to a half to a shlish. So shlish means lug. Shlish means a whole lug. And masnisa, and it's based on the, why is a lug referred to as a third? Right? Why is a lug referred to as a third? Shehein osin shloshes lugin l'sa. Because these inferior type of olives, still, they produce three lug to a sa. So a third, a whole lug, is a third. And that's why it's referred to as that. Period. Ksiv. Once we're talking about the Kedusha Perishvias, so we spoke about the Makar for the Kedusha. Ki Yovel ki Kodesh Yelachem. Right, but now this is about Yovel. So Yovel and Shemitah have the same, similar halachas. Ki Yovel hi Kodesh Yelachem. So we have the same pasuk, and we have Yovel, Kodesh Yelachem. Look at the end of the pasuk. Min hasadeh tochlu es tvuasa. So in the pasuk you have Yovel, and then you have Kodesh Yelachem, and then you have from the field eat the fruit and the produce. So in the pasuk you have the produce and Yovel, and so we have a hekesh. Mahi kodesh, well, argirsa. Mahi kodesh, aftuasa kodesh. Just like it is kodesh, so too the tfuah is kodesh. Right? It says in the pasuk, Yovel hi, it is kodesh. What's the it? That's not clear. Different mafarshim on the page. Some say that it is Yovel. Yovel has kedusha. Some say that it is the land. Just like the land has kedusha, so too the produce that comes out of the land has kedusha. So different girsa. The Gra and Rechai Gedeski flip the girsa. They say just like the tvua, a tvua sakarka has kedusha, so too the karka of Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. We're comparing it the other way. Right, kodesh is obviously the fruit, so they have the opposite girsa. Matvuasa kodesh, just like the tvua, the fruit of a Shemitah has kedusha, so too the land of Shemitah has kedusha. And then they relate that to the following. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, and now we have, so we remember these following chazals from the end of Maseches Ksubis in the Bavli. Right, same chazals. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina menashik lekifsa da Akko. Rabbi Chanina used to kiss the rocks of Akko. Right? Why? Because that was the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and he was so excited that to be back in Eretz Yisrael when he came back that he used to kiss the ground, he used to kiss the rocks, Menashe, Klekipsa, De Akko. V'omar adko yadar di Israel. Adko. Maybe he was going out, that he was saying, this is the border, but it was just very beloved to him, so he used to kiss the kipe da'ako. That's what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina did. Again, this is all quoted. The Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, besides the Tosatulias Baretz, which we know there's Shumas and Maisris, and but there's Chavivus. There's Chavivus of the land. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful description. We say in benching, Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava. Eretz Chemda, Eretz Yisrael is the desired land. The question is, where does that come from, that phrase? It's a good kasha. Eretz Chemda. Right, the desirable land. Rav Soloveitchik says the Torah. This is from the they put out a birchon, a bencher of the Rav. The Torah uses the word nechmad to describe the allure of the Eitz Hadas. Right, nechmad lamara. The word nechmad does not simply mean beautiful or desirable, as most render it. Unkel is translated as rogeg, which means fascinating, attracting, pulling. There is one type of beauty that is aesthetically pleasing, but it does not necessarily attract a person. However, there's another kind of beauty that pulls a person to it like a magnet. The person somehow becomes intoxicated in the face of such beauty and cannot resist it. When Chava saw the tree, she fell under its spell, and like a sleepwalker, almost involuntarily reached out for its fruit. She couldn't control herself. This is chemda. Nechma lamar, you get that idea? Then you read the psukim and she was like sleepwalking, like she couldn't stop herself. When we refer to Eretz Yisrael as the Eretz Chemda, we mean that the land attracts the Jewish people. It enchants us and will never let us go. Indeed, at no point in our long, painful diaspora did we ever give up on Eretz Yisrael. No matter how distant we are, we cannot escape the pull of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it is called Eretz Chemda. The Chemda, the Rav connects that to Nechma Lamar. But that's this Chavivus of the land. And there's so much more to talk about there, but we'll have to leave it with just the Rav. Maybe we'll talk more about the beginning of this year. But let's just continue. Rav Zeira Avar Yardin of Amonoi. Rav Zeira talked about, in Ksubis, it's quoted as, he didn't want to wait for there was no boat, so he just swam across. Manoi means in his clothing. Others say that he took off his clothing and he made it like into a rope in order to have like a tight rope walk over. He couldn't wait, Rav Zeira. Remember, he had to get to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chiya Barba, Misaga Bahada, Elisis de Tveria, used to roll around in the dust, in the sand of Tveria. Rav Chiya Rabba, Miskal Kipi. Rav Chiya Rabba used to weigh the rocks. What does that mean? Different pshatim. Some say the rocks or the earth of Eretz Yisrael was heavier, weighed more, and therefore he used to, weigh it to see. Oh, am I there yet? Am I there yet? That's what he used to. That's one daya. That's one pshat. If you look in Tosfos in Ksubis at the end, calls Mansha Yukalos Amar Adain Lo Nechnasi LeEretz Yisrael. Kivet Shemasan Kvedos. Amar ein elu ela avne Eretz Yisrael v'ahiyam menashkan v'karalena zapasik, and he's quoted the pasik right. Now I can continue now. Chananya Maskil Gushaya, he used to weigh the dirt. L'kayim hashenemer ki ratzu avadechas avaneha v'sa'afara yicho nenu. Maybe we'll start with a couple of thoughts about Eretz Yisrael. It's an abezim minchas alazar, which is the munkacher. You wouldn't think, but right here he has a thought on the Yerushalmi about this line, and then Hashem will continue with Baal Tashchis discussions tomorrow's daf, when you're allowed to cut down trees. The last daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Shviyos.